Boston. Long time here in the mix. 90.7 WKGC. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am still here.
Still here.
Yeah, I'm Producer Kells. Who are you?
Dr. G. No classes today. First day of school.
I hate to tell you this. Your microphone is backwards.
I know. I'm working on this. I'm paying attention to this right now and not that. Sorry.
Okay. And we have a guest.
We do have a guest in the studio today. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Miss Jennifer Vigil from Destination Panama City. Yeah.
Not Destination St. Andrews.
Not Destination St. Andrews.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. It was a long week. We had VIP Woodstock this weekend, so it was a lot of hours.
Busy.
Absolutely. Great, but a lot of hours.
Was the turnout good?
Yes, very good. We only had 100 tickets for each night, and you know, with the rain on Thursday, we were kind of afraid that some people wouldn't come out, but we had a really good turnout both nights. If the space was bigger, I think that we would have liked to have had a lot more people.
Right.
But I mean, the good news is it stays open for free to the public now through September 7th. So that's awesome.
That'll be good.
And what is that exhibit?
Woodstock 50 exhibit is part of the Larry T. Clemens. So Mr. Clemens is a local art collector that has an expansive collection, everything from the largest Muhammad Ali collection in the United States to the largest Elvis Presley collection outside of Graceland. He has the largest movie poster collection I've ever seen. He's the premier collector and publisher for Thornton Dial, Purvis Young, and the Reverend Howard Finster, which are African-American contemporary artists. And he's a hippie from the good old days that has a ton of Woodstock rock and roll memorabilia. So it was really a great night, great weekend for everyone to come out.
And that that exhibit is still on display?
It is. So it'll be free to the public Wednesday through Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Last day is September 7th.
Okay, and where is that at?
So Gallery 721 is located at 445 Harrison. So, yeah. It is midway between Wine Dog and the Place Restaurant.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's right down Harrison Avenue in downtown Panama City.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we will find out more going on in Panama City.
There's lots coming up.